The pregame show at USA as the Lakers are taking on the Patriots in USA. We'll be back right after this.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news, New York and Washington have stepped up their security for this weekend's anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Intelligence agencies have a lead on a possible al-Qaeda plot to use a car bomb. Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're heightening our coordination, heightening our efforts, because that, I believe, is the prudent and diligent course of conduct in relation to the threat.
And in Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray.
We've got all of our law enforcement officers on 12-hour shifts, and we're engaging some of our other D.C. government employees as well in helping to pay attention to what's going on.
A dedication ceremony will be held tomorrow for the new National Flight 93 Memorial. That was the flight passengers brought down on 9/11 before the terrorists could crash it in Washington. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar will be at the ceremony. He says the dedication's taking place even though the memorial isn't finished yet.
It is about 80-85% done. We need to raise about $10 million to be able to get the visitor center and the education center, and hopefully with donations that come in from throughout the country, we'll be able to get that done.
Egyptian protesters entered the Israeli embassy in Cairo after tearing down a wall around the building that houses the embassy. They supposedly are angry that Israeli soldiers killed some Egyptian police officers last month when Israel went after terrorists who killed Israeli civilians. Mexico's state-owned oil company Pemex says 10 workers are missing from an American-owned oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. The workers were evacuated from the rig in high seas because of Tropical Storm Nate, but they haven't been located since leaving the rig. President Obama hit the road today to sell the jobs plan he unveiled to Congress last night. Speaking at the University of Richmond in Virginia, the president stressed the need for Congress to pass his bill without bickering.
People don't have time for political concerns. You've got real-life concerns. You may be looking for a job, or you know somebody who's looking for a job.
The Dow Industrials closed down more than 303 points today. The NASDAQ and S&P also had sizable losses. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
College. Time to get smart. And Walmart has the latest smartphones from the best carrier starting at 97 cents. Like the Samsung Captivate from AT&T, the LG Optimus S from Sprint, and the Samsung Gem from Verizon. And at just 97 cents, it's no wonder it's called a smartphone. Of course, you could pay a lot more for a smartphone, but then you'd have less for the essentials, like tipping the pizza guy, which ironically is also 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with two-year new agreement or qualified two-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
WLEW, here is a look at your local news. Fall harvest came early for a plot of pot in McKinley Township. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen says a couple of his deputies found 50 marijuana plants at the end of a trail of knocked down long grass they were following into a cornfield from a spot where a suspicious vehicle had been parked on Henny Road at about 2:50 this Friday morning. Hansen said Sergeant Josh Powell and Deputy Warren Cool pulled plants ranging in size from 1 to 6 feet and brought them to the Department of Evidence room. If they're your plants, you could claim them by contacting the sheriff's office at 269-6500 during regular business hours. Or if you have information on this or any other drug activity, you're encouraged to call here on Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421 or the department's confidential tip line at 989-269-2861. More news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
Ever notice some folks just seem accident prone? Everything seems to happen to them.
Here's the perfect place to park our new car. Oops!
Things happen in life, but more things happen to them.
Okay, kids, here comes a long fly ball.
But one of the best things that can happen is a talk with your independent insurance agent. An independent agent represents many companies, not just one, so they can get you the right coverage at the right price. And hometown service the other guys just can't match. For life, health, home, or auto, talk to your independent agent, because things happen. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
Wheat growers, you have until September 30th to cover your wheat crop with multi-peril crop insurance. This is Kevin Guitar. Contact the Rumzix Farm and Town Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382. That's 269-8382.
WLEW.
I am very excited to take this on, and we're going to keep the office running as smooth as possible.
That's the new Huron County Clerk, Lori Neal Wansovic. She was formally sworn in today by Circuit Court Judge M. Richard Knobloch. About 30 people attended the ceremony in the Circuit Court chambers Friday afternoon. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rakowski, Judge Harrington, Commissioner Dave Peruski, and Treasurer Sherry Learman were all in attendance. It was also stated that Becky Bachman will be the new Chief Deputy Clerk. A 49-year-old Vassar area man died in a boating accident while fishing on the Cass River in Tuscola County. Tuscola County Sheriff's deputies were called Wednesday afternoon to a location in Indian Fields Township near Caro on a report of a subject lying alongside the river who appeared to be dead. Emergency personnel responded and attempted CPR, and the man was taken to Caro Community Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Investigators say the victim, Thomas Carlisle, had been fishing with his brother in a small boat. The boat tipped over, spilling both into the water. The motor on the boat was running, and the boat continued on. His brother made it to shore, but Thomas Carlisle did not. An autopsy showed he died of a heart attack and not drowning. Deputies say alcohol was a factor in the boating accident.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You know, that's one of the many reasons I call Thumb National my bank. They really do know my name and understand my business. This is Jeff Lineweber from Cass City Do It Best Hardware. After being in the hardware business for 23 years, I know the value of personal and one-on-one relationships. Whether it's a new lawnmower, a chainsaw, or patio furniture, it's a relationship built on trust, and a relationship you can trust. It's the way we do business at Cass City Do It Best Hardware. And it's the way they do business at Thumb National. From outstanding savings and checking accounts, online banking to helping with financing for your next home improvement project, I suggest you start with help from Thumb National.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Join Thumb National for the tailgate party before the USA and Lakers football game September 9th. Enjoy hot dogs, chips, pop, and ice cream and more. The fun begins at 5:30 at the USA practice field. WLEW, the two adult male suspects in the vandalism at the Verona Township Cemetery waived their preliminary examination this week in Huron County District Court. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rakowski says 17-year-old Aaron James Norman of Fillion and 18-year-old Kyle Sofer of Bad Axe will appear for arraignment in Huron County Circuit Court on October 3rd. Both are charged with malicious destruction of tombs or memorials, more than $1,000 but less than $20,000, which is a five-year felony. Two 15-year-old girls had petitions filed in juvenile court in connection with the case. The theft of jewelry and cash from a Pigeon residence remains under investigation. Huron County Sheriff's deputies were called to the Mark and Michelle Hill residence at 7440 Park Street when they returned home and found the front door was open. Initially, they thought they may have accidentally left it open, but upon inspection of the house, found items missing. Deputies say 30 to 40 pieces of jewelry were taken, including two watches, $50 to $100 in cash, some quarters, and a piggy bank. Deputies were called out Sunday at 10:40 p.m. Deputies have turned the investigation over to the Pigeon Police Department. The Michigan House held a ceremony to honor victims and emergency personnel related to the September 11th terrorist attacks as the event's 10th anniversary nears. The 84th District State Representative Kurt Damrow attended with five members of the Michigan National Guard as guests of honor. Damrow noted he was serving with the Michigan Air National Guard at the time of the attack.
It certainly put me in a good position to be the chairman of the committee I have, which is Military Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security, giving me a very strong understanding. I worked as a deployment manager and wore many hats with the Air National Guard, and then again a 4.5-year deployment on the morning of 9/11. So it has given me a very strong understanding.